Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Essentially.
Wow.
Now that is something that Kevin O'Connor had said previously.
EBT. Everybody but Tatum.
Everybody but Tatum. That was Kevin O'Connor's report. Shams just confirmed it on some level. He said, well, yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
Everybody but. Now, that doesn't mean they're itching to trade Jaylen Brown.
And no, I wouldn't frame it that way. You're going to get calls about everybody. And can't you see a scenario where you're like, all right, there's a little bit of blood in the water. You have no Tatum for a whole year. Everybody in the league knows about the second apron. They're going to call, I would think, about Jaylen Brown at first. Derek White at second, and then depending on how that conversation goes, maybe Brad's like, all right, well, we're not doing that right now, but like we do a, you know, Porzingis holiday, what, you know, try to get a deal done. But my guess is Brad's going to be talking to almost every team in the league.
So he said essentially, and it's hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll talk to Brad full at one. We'll go on the clock. Does Steph Diggs need the Patriots, or do the Patriots need Steph Diggs? That's at high noon. And we'll get to Belichick later this hour. Leah Anthony's appearance this morning on the Greg Hill Show, which you're not going to want to miss.
No.
But Shams said, essentially, everyone not named Tatum, they'll listen on. But he did say their focus is on Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, and Sam Hauser, which I think should surprise no one.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are open for business, likely to move one or any of all three of those guys. In a related story, the Celtics just put out a tweet. Glue Holiday, a picture of Drew Holiday. Glue Holiday.
Glue Holiday?
Yeah, he's glue guy.
Yeah, I like that.
I think. I
That's
mean,
pretty good.
Unless I'm missing something else. Oh, you like that nickname?
Yeah, I kind of like it a lot.
Glue Holiday.
Plus, glue is G-L-U-E. Drew somehow is J-R-U-E. So we're pretty close.
They're right around.
He is a glue guy.
He is.
But they just tweeted that out like, Glue Holiday? Like,
yes.
Somebody just thought of it. They're like, guys, well, yeah, this is what call him Glue Holiday.
This is what I always wonder.
Or is it right
like,
before he gets traded?
Right. These social media accounts, I mean, they're always putting stuff like that out.
Yeah.
But is there any correlation? Let's see.
Interesting.
Or is that like a defense of Drew / Glue Holiday?
Drew / Glue.
One day after his name is in, I wouldn't say trade rumors, but Shams is bringing up his name in a potential move.
Yeah, I guess.
But I'm with you, Keith. I think the Celtics have to listen on any offers for Jaylen Brown and Derek White because of the Jason Tatum injury. If Tatum's not hurt, I wouldn't really even be listening on Jaylen Brown unless you're going to blow me away, Giannis or something like that. But I think the Tatum injury opens it up to listen to everything. The fact they're focused on Holiday, Porzingis, and Hauser, those are the most likely names to move. But I think if you get blown away, and we played this for you last week. We were talking about this last week. Mannix was on NBC Sports Boston, has their off-season.
Smart.
Apostrophe.
No, I get it.
Zun.
Right.
Oh, I would have done the ZN. I
season.
I voiced this. I would have done C's ZN is what I would have done.
Yeah, that would have been a little snappier.
Yeah, well, the kids would like it.
Yeah.
They'd appreciate
they'd
it.
They'd eat it up like a pot roast.
But Mannix said, you know, the Spurs are the team to watch in the Jaylen Brown sweepstakes. And, oh, by the way, the number two pick might be the Capital, along with some other players that could move. Devin Vassell, Keldon Johnson, names like that. So I wouldn't do that trade, but I don't know, what do the Celtics think of Ace Bailey? What do they think of Dylan Harper? And if they really like those guys as prospects and think they would fit well with Tatum and they can reset their books, then they got to listen. I wouldn't do that trade.
No, no.
But maybe Brad loves those guys.
See, I think there's enough way to reset your books and keep Jaylen Brown, because as soon as you trade Jaylen Brown, you are then going to be, I would assume, either chasing another top 20 talent to join up with Tatum 2 years from now, or you really are sold on Harper or Bailey or whoever the second best player in the draft is. But even if that guy's great, we just went through this with Tatum and Brown. It took those guys, as great as they are, a few years to really become the players that they are. So I think by trading Brown and, you know, not getting back Cooper Flagg or not getting back somebody that is more in line, like Devin Booker, not that you would do that, but right. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody right. That's already established. Without doing that, you're kind of telling Tatum, like, I don't know, like we're gonna save money and you're going to be the guy, but you're going to be just tearing apart the team. Because if you trade Brown, maybe you don't necessarily have to trade, I guess, Porzingis or Holiday, but Porzingis is a free agent after next year. Horford's not going to re-sign if you don't have Brown and Tatum for a whole season. Jrue Holiday is a year closer to free agency. So Tatum's going to be left with nothing when he returns if you trade Brown in that kind of scenario.
Yeah, unless there's a younger player he could grow with, like you said, in the Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, Cooper Flagg realm. You wouldn't try, I know this, but just to go through it, you wouldn't trade Jaylen for Kevin Durant.
No.
Me neither.
No.
Not now. I've done it 15 other times in his career.
I was
going to
say, this question's been brought up and on for 5-6 years.
But I am now officially out on that. You just brought up the name Booker. Would you trade Jaylen for Booker?
Yeah, maybe. I do like Booker a lot.
I think I would do that.
I would do that.
If that's
But that's not a money-saving thing,
Well, I was just going to ask, what's Booker's deal? I think
it's probably similar,
He's
got
to make less than Jaylen.
Well, yeah, because Jaylen signed, like, the biggest deal ever
but
at
it's
the time.
But it's not cheap, whatever his deal is, I agree.
I think it's a ton. I'll look it up. But that's not a salary dump.
I do think Booker would fit nicely with Tatum.
And yeah, so
if you're talking about building around Jason Tatum and the fit with Tatum.
Booker makes 53 next year,
wow.
And then 57, then 61.
Okay.
No.
So you're definitely not.
Also, I kind of feel like Booker's a little bit of a loser.
He is. He might be a lot of a bit of a loser.
Celtics fans should know this. I mean, that 70-point joke of a game he had his rookie
when
year.
When they got blown
year,
up by like 30 points.
Yeah, and they kept calling timeouts.
Yeah.
So
I like, took a picture like he was Wilt Chamberlain. You're like, hey, bud, you guys got smoked.
You scored 20 points in the last minute because your coach kept calling timeouts and the Celtics didn't care.
No, Durant, Booker, and Beal playing together on a team and not making the playoffs when 10 teams make the playoffs, they're all losers.
Booker,
but they're good. Like, they're individually good.
Booker is a little bit of a loser.
Not Beal anymore, but.
But I take him. He's a loser who hasn't won. Would you trade Jaylen for the loser who has won, Giannis?
Yeah, I've gone back and forth on this, but he is just such a better player. I don't like him, and so that's why I'm like, it's not as easy a yes as it should be. But Giannis was third in the MVP this year, unanimous first-team All-NBA. He still has a few more prime years left. He's that much better than Jaylen, and you could still get a couple of years when Tatum returns where you make a run at it. So, yeah, begrudgingly, because I don't like him, I would do that, yes.
Yeah, so, but this is my point. Yeah. When I say the Celtics have to listen, and I'm not telling you Milwaukee will offer that deal, but I think if San Antonio offers you the number two pick, you got to think about it. I wouldn't do it, but that's worth evaluating and really thinking about what it would look like and how the team would fit and who do you like beyond Cooper Flagg. I think Flagg would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, Flagg's an obvious one. Giannis, I just wonder, like,
Giannis, I would pause, but I would do it.
So would I, but what's the end game there? Because if you're trading Jaylen, isn't the biggest reason money saving?
Yeah.
And Giannis makes the same amount, pretty much.
Well, yeah, I think the biggest reason, the biggest reason for Bill Chisholm is money saving. Not for me, sorry.
Yeah,
for they wouldn't be accomplishing that.
I mean,
correct.
Depending on what their cap situation, maybe it's Brown and a couple other kind of thing.
This is what I think you do, or you make another
move. But like
move
a one-for-one, like you're left in the same thing, right? So a one-for-one would really be a basketball trade, and it wouldn't be a money trade. Whereas I feel like any Porzingis, Holiday, and like Hauser, Tossin, those are all money trades. Like, if everybody made the same amount, they would probably keep all these guys.
So I think they're listening on all of them. The irony is, the guy no one wants to trade, I saw Scal going off on this the other day, he's like, there's no chance they trade Derek White.
There's a chance of everything, but
I wouldn't be itching to trade Derek White either. If you want the most bang for your buck, I think there's two guys you could move to get a big return. It's Peyton Pritchard and Derek White. And that's because they are on decent deals. Jalen's on, let's face it, a horrible deal for a guy who's about to hit 30. Only so many teams are going to pay that. Like, Jalen Brown is not valuable because of his contract. He's a really good player, but he's not valuable because of his contract. And I think Drew Holiday is not valuable because of his contract. Porzingis, I actually think, has some value because of his contract. He's an expiring deal.
Yeah.
We'll see who's right and wrong about that. But if you really want bang for your buck, Derek White and Pritchard, I wouldn't move Pritchard personally. That's like a heist of a deal. Derek White would be the guy you listen on.
All right, I'm not doing it. And I know Shams just said it's everybody but Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I like this. Yeah, but.
So Tatum's coming off an Achilles injury. He's going to miss all of next year. You have to pay him $54 million next year to rehab and get better.
Tatum for Giannis?
I'm just saying. Like,
is that what you were going to ask?
Well, Tatum for any of these guys. I mean, Tatum for a package of players. Now, he's better, but.
I wouldn't do Tatum for Booker. But Tatum for Giannis, because he's hurt, does make some sense.
Because you do have to, you're like fingers crossed that he recovers full go. Right. And he's worth the super max. And he's still a top five player. Even top 10 player, he'd be worth it. And you try to make a run at it. Which is what I'm banking on. I assume he's going to miss a year. And then he's going to be back. He's going to be pretty close to it. But if they're trying all these different things, like, if you're willing to, and if they're willing to trade Jalen Brown, who was the Finals MVP, and you have him locked up long term,
and won two games without Tatum.
So like, we'll listen on Brown, but we're insulted by Tatum. It's like, well, one guy's out for the season.
No. The merit, because in a vacuum, who do I want more, Tatum or Giannis? I want Tatum.
Same.
So that's who I would take in a vacuum. Now Tatum's hurt.
Yeah.
Could I trade Tatum for Giannis, and maybe Giannis and Jalen next year could win something?
No.
Okay. But that's
for like the next 4 years.
It's interesting to talk about. I'm also a no on that, but it's interesting to talk about.
It's a talk show. I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, like, instead of trade Jalen Brown. Like, why are we even entertaining trading Jalen Brown? But it's like, oh my God, don't even ask about Tatum.
Well,
Brown's going to play next year.
Right. Instead of wasting everybody's time for a year, and who knows what Tatum's going to look like post injury, which this injury has a horrible, horrible track record. A horrible one.
I think if, let's say they made it a round further, and let's say Porzingis was healthy. And these are all hypotheticals, clearly. And Drew Holiday looked a little bit better. Wouldn't there be? No, you know what I'm saying.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Yep.
So they won the title 2 years ago, right? Uh-huh. They bring the squad back.
Yep.
And let's just say Tatum got hurt and Tatum's out, but everybody else looks pretty good. Wouldn't there be a little bit of like an itch if you're the new owner to say, well, that's $54 million sitting there.
Well,
it's not even playing. Do we run it back with everybody else and whatever we get for him? And try to take a run at it this year. Actually be really competitive.
You're surmising the owner cares about winning and not making his money back.
Dude, he watches all the games.
He's the biggest Celtics fan.
He wore a jersey to the game, and he knows Chris Forsberg.
It was a Tatum jersey, though.
He's from the North Shore.
Yeah. I'm just...
Or is he? Yeah. Bit of a Lance Dobbins situation going on with Bill Chisholm. Yeah.
No, I'm not... At the end of the day, I'm not trading Tatum either. I just say, like... If it's literally everybody's available, it's like, well, then wouldn't he also be available?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. They should listen. There's a couple of different ways to read what Sham said when he said essentially.
Yeah.
Nick, can you just clip the very end of that?
Real quick, too, yes. I would just point out before people say, like, well, who would want a guy out for the whole year? I mean, that's how Kevin Durant went to the Bucks. They signed him as a free agent knowing he would miss an entire season.
Yeah.
So they paid him the supermax to sit, or not the supermax, but they paid him the most they could for him to sit for a whole year. And then he was good, but again, he's kind of a loser, and the Nets didn't do anything, and that ended up being a mess with their different versions of the super team. But I think teams would be interested, and they would say, all right, we'll sacrifice a year to have 4 years after.
As we talk this out, essentially could mean two different things. Let's hear the very end of Shams on McAfee yesterday.
Everybody but Tatum?
Essentially.
I mean...
Oh, essentially.
Does that mean... So I
read, you can go one or two ways.
I read essentially as, well, yeah, essentially everybody's available, but they're probably not going to move Jalen or Derek White. Their priority, or however he worded it, is to move Hauser and Holiday and Porzingis. But essentially could also mean, well, yeah, but they'd listen on Tatum too.
I feel like Brad Stevens is pretty similar to Danny Ainge in the he'll trade anybody. Don't you think?
I think a good GM should look at it.
They
that
should.
Way.
No, they should. But I think some like
Martin, if you have Jokic, I'm not looking to trade Jokic. Tatum ain't Jokic. Yeah, so I'd listen. If I were OKC in the right deal, I'd listen on SGA.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. But Mark Cuban, for example, would not have traded Luka Doncic. He wouldn't have. Mark Cuban wouldn't have.
Probably not.
He even said so. He's like, I'd rather get divorced than trade Luka.
But people can say whatever they want, but he also kept Dirk forever. So fair. Yeah, probably.
So
not.
I think there are maybe a couple of guys that would, but I just feel like, you know, Marcus Smart had been on the Celtics for a long time. He's not the player these other guys are, But like he was blown away by it. Like he had no idea he was getting traded, and he did. And so, you know, Brad, you know, he's trading Kemba Walker. He's trading Malcolm Brogdon after a year where he's the sixth man of the year. Like he's trading anybody. Now, he has held on to Jaylen Brown despite 1,000 trade rumors, even in the only couple of years that he's been running the team. So maybe he is more partial to Jaylen and Tatum. He's going to keep those guys together. But I think Brad would be capable of anything.
Speaking of Jaylen, and, you know, again, Shams isn't saying they're trading him, but he's not ruling out that they're going to listen on those guys. Does the announcement of Jaylen's surgery complicate that in any way? It sounds very minor. He's going to be back for training
camp. Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be good to go. So I don't think so.
Does that complicate anything?
No. I don't think so. I think teams also don't expect players to play 82 games anymore, right? So even if Jaylen Brown has to kind of ease into the season, I think teams would be just as interested as before.
So I think this can be a good team. I mean, tell me who's around Jaylen Brown, but I think this can be a good team next year in the East without Tatum.
But do you think there's any chance Porzingis and or Holiday are back?
I think there's a chance one of the two of them are back. Okay. They won't both be back.
No, they're both gone.
And I think Hauser's almost a lock to be gone.
So Hauser's also gone, and whatever. Maybe Baylor Shireman can be Hauser. Maybe it's not much of a drop-off. I guess the question I have is, I'm with you, I think Porzingis and or Holiday are as good as gone. The question is, does Brad find a way to replace those guys with like a rotational player? Or is it just like picks, buyouts, scrubs?
Let me give you one. So Porzingis, this was brought up to me by Max Letterman, you know Max at NBC Sports Boston.
Yep.
What if there's some kind of switch of Porzingis for Vucevic? Maybe the Celtics have to throw more in, but
Big
Vucevic is in the last year of his deal. Mm-hmm. He's older. Mm-hmm. Like, what if there's a swap like that? And just a swap like that, I'm not saying that specific one,
yeah,
where you trade Porzingis, but you get back a guy who is a good player and a representative player, uh-huh, and you've kind of remade the way you play to a degree.
Yeah, and I think that's what Brad's going to try to do.
Jaylen with Vucevic instead of Porzingis, and now, you know, maybe you throw in Hauser.
More games?
Yeah,
Vucevic is healthier than Porzingis.
One, you throw Hauser in that deal, so you are ultimately saving money, and you're not locked into Vucevic. But like a trade like that, yeah, I think they can be still middle of the pack in the middle of the playoffs next year.
Yeah.
And not Craig Breslow middle.
No.
But, you know, actual middle of the pack, like four seed next year in the East, 50-ish wins. I think they can do that.
Because if you take away, let's call it Porzingis, Horford, Tatum, Hauser, that's four of your eight or nine guys. You know what I mean? So, like, that's quite a difference. But if you have Brown and White with a couple of bigs that aren't trash bigs, right? Like, you want to be better than Luke Kornet if you can get it, better than my guy Kata if you can get it. And then you keep Peyton Pritchard. I personally would keep him off the bench. Let him do what he did last year. Let him be the same type of player last year. Don't try to get way too much out of him and see what that team can do.
Yeah.
It's still better than what we were going through. You know, the Ringer does their updated top 100 players in the NBA. They update it every month or whatever it is. And the Celtics still, even without Tatum, had what, five guys in the top 90?
Yep.
Like, that's more than most teams.
Right. And even if you traded off Porzingis or Holiday, you still got four guys in the top 100.
Right. So, I mean, you're talking about
a good team, I think, regardless. 617-779-7937. A couple of texts here. I like this. Guys, it doesn't matter who needs whom more. It's all about what number Steph Diggs wears. Similar idea. Guys, it doesn't matter who gets traded from the Celtics. It's just about what jersey numbers the new guys wear. Well, yeah, how do you feel about Diggs in the eight? I don't like Diggs in eight.
I don't mind eight.
You like a single digit.
Yeah.
But eight, you didn't like the eight for Roman Anthony. You didn't like 48.
It was 48. That's a completely different number than eight.
But the eight, so I don't like the eight.
Oh, the snowman?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, but single digits, you always look faster.
Not always.
Always.
No.
What do you mean?
I'm telling you, eight.
How fast was Cal Ripken?
Yeah, eight's a slower number.
Baseball, a little bit different animal. I'm saying
Yaz was ripping around the bases.
I'm saying football, you look faster in single digits.
Mark Brunell.
Good one.
That's true.
Steve Young fast.
Quarterbacks can kind of maybe not help that. Well, it's as fast as you can be.
Yeah.
Right?
I get your point on a single digit, but eight is not a fast single digit.
But if Steph Diggs was 88, that's like an old school wide receiver number like Michael Irvin.
Right.
That in modern day doesn't look as good as just straight up.
It doesn't
eight.
Look fast, but I do like that number for a receiver.
88?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Do you think it'll eventually go back the other way where receivers are like, I'm bringing back the 80s, or they're all like, no, I'm wearing 11?
Everything is cyclical, Keith. So I imagine the 80s will come back for receivers at some point.
It's actually a fun debate because I think CeeDee Lamb wears 88, right? Just because it's like a big deal in Dallas. But besides CeeDee Lamb, I don't think you can name a good receiver anymore that wears a number in the 80s. They just don't do it. whereas that used to be the only numbers they were allowed to wear. Keyshawn Johnson, I feel like, changed the game when he came in wearing 19.
Did no good receivers wear numbers in the 80s? I haven't really spent much time thinking about this.
Now?
Yeah.
No, none.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Present day, none. CeeDee Lamb.
None of them. And it's only because it's like a big deal in Dallas. It's true.
Yeah, Jefferson's
what? Obviously spent a lot of 19.
Mike Evans is fast in 8.
Mike Evans is 13. Mike Evans
was he 8? He's 13? I thought he was 8.
Also, Mike Evans is not fast.
No, he's not
fast, dude. He's always down the field.
No, he's big. He's just mosses guys.
He gallops.
Is Drake London in the 80s?
No, Drake London's 9.
Drake London's 5.
No, 8.
5.
So not the 80s.
Nick's all over the map here.
I was thinking Penix for some
reason.
He's
naming numbers.
Names and numbers.
Yeah.
He's all over the place.
I'm telling you, it's just CeeDee Lamb.
Okay.
These guys don't do it anymore.
You know what? I'll take, I will be Hunter Dobbins, you're Lance Dobbins. I'm taking your word for it. I'm going with it. Yeah. Speaking of that, on Twitter.
You can actually look it up, though, if you want. Unlike
no, if that was the case, you'd be taking my word for it, because all of the numbers were wrong.
That's true. On Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, I choose to believe that Dobbins' dad was in witness protection and will never know who that player was, really, for the Yankees.
Good point. Yeah, maybe. He assumed he's really a real alias. Well, not just an alias, but he just took over somebody else's.
I mean, yeah, he's really jeopardizing things for his father.
So you got those damn Yankees. You're like, what? They're like,
yeah, I spent some time in New York.
They're like, Lance, did you tell your kid yet? He's like, yeah, I told him. Were you convincing? Yeah, I was pretty convincing.
All right, good, good, good.
Too convincing.
That'll buy us some time.
617-779-7937. We'll get to more of your feedback. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. And when we come back, let's get to Bill Belichick. Facing the music at UNC. He had a press conference yesterday.
All right.
At the University of North Carolina. Some interesting answers there. We'll get.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Get to it next. Jones and Keefe, we're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I like that laugh from Bill when he's asked about Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, there's been a lot said.
Yeah.
Has there? There's been a lot said.
Oh, I'm so. This is such a fun topic to talk about. I really enjoy that you're asking me about it.
I love
that.
This.
Which, by the way, I watched this full press conference yesterday. I think it actually is from 2 days ago.
Okay.
But I watched the full thing. It's
sick, Brad, bro.
Was it an ACC thing or just like just North Carolina?
I just who knows. Okay. I just think it's kind of sad. Like he came out and like in his introductory little statement at the beginning,
because
he wasn't asked about this till deep 10 plus minutes into the press conference, and anybody have the balls to ask about what's gone. I mean, you didn't start with the press conference, for God's sakes, like they did with Steph Diggs the other day.
Right.
It took 10 plus minutes to ask anything about Bill and his offseason and people paying attention to it. Never mind Jordan, which was after that. But no, he started by talking about like UNC and the Super Regionals and like,
It might be an ACC thing because I saw he had, I think it was Reese Davis with Bill and Dabo.
Okay, maybe. But he's also like, you know, hey, there's a big volleyball game on campus. And I'm like, this is just kind of, not kind of, this is sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Greg Popovich was dating a 25-year-old and coaching Ohio State basketball?
And like,
that's kind of what this is.
And like, hey, guys.
Not even Ohio State, like even a worse basketball school than that.
Much worse.
I was just thinking of a football school basketball team.
No, he would be coaching basketball at Penn State.
Right.
And it's
That's the equivalent.
Yeah, and he's like, big lacrosse game on campus.
Guys,
we need your support.
Go Lions.
Like, I was like, oh, man.
Come on
man.
Out to the pep rally today.
I was like it's kind of, again, not kind of, it's just sad talking about the volley. Yeah. Hey, big women's volleyball game on campus. Make sure you go support the team.
You know I'll be there.
So anyway, that was the only question about
recruiting.
Jordan. Yeah. There are a bunch of questions about, hey, the recruits and how the team's looking and this and that. I think
How is the team looking?
Yeah, well, he said they've already turned over like 2/3 of their roster. And
I don't know by choice.
He kept highlighting 2027, I think. I was like, Bill, I don't think you're going to be there.
Oh, wow, they're going to be
in 2027. Yeah, I kind of think.
Not great, Bob.
Once he gets his guys in there.
I don't think any of it was great. But there was a longer back and forth. I think both these questions, the good questions anyway, were from WRAL. This must be a radio station down there. I'm guessing Raleigh.
Yep.
So they peppered him about the Jordan question, which he was just so comfortable answering.
Yeah, he loves that.
And then they also asked another one about all the noise. This is more generic.
Yeah, ignore the noise. I've always heard.
All the noise around Bill Belichick. Here's how he handled that.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I'm really focused on, you know, doing my job here at Carolina, which is to help our football team. And that's, you know, just to get better every day, you know, to stack those days together, training days, preparation days. Days out on the field, and we've done that, and you know our staff's again done a great job of working hard to do that. So, you know that's my big focus. I mean, is there noise out there? That's we've always dealt with that. Really, you know, our job is to build the football team, and for the team to you know help build the team and also build their individual careers. So, that's really where we're at. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm done.
If you knew that this was interesting your personal life, would you come back to coaching, or like has that taken away from the experience of you coming back to coaching? And then totally unrelated, on how settlement with the roster limits and everything you have to deal with, how have you sort of had to make decisions based on the cap and based on the number of scholarships and the number of roster limits?
Yeah. Well, again, on some of the noises out there and, you know, the book and stuff like that, I mean, it is what it is. Those are, you know, that's a personal venture that I entered into when I wasn't in coaching last year. And you know, hopefully that'll be a big purchase on Father's Day. But
So I'll tell you what, Bill is lost.
You know, anybody that's going to read this book and like not for work, and even people that maybe should for work, like me, not going to read it.
No, not a chance. You got to wait till what was it? You got to wait till page 199 to read about Brady. No, thank you. Like I'm not into this book. So Bill,
are there pictures?
Bill may have lost a step in a lot of different ways. His lying is top notch.
Yeah,
because
the Lance Dobbins.
Well, him just sitting there saying. Well, yeah, that was a venture, and all this noise came up. It was a venture that I agreed to when I was out of football for a year. I mean, I guess that's technically true.
But also, it's similar.
The CBS News interview happened well after he was hired by UNC. That was Bill, you writing a book is not the noise.
But also, it's
the
weird.
Noise was you taking an interview and your girlfriend taking over the interview while you were an employee at UNC. Like, that's top-notch lying.
Yeah. Also, it's weird when you're like, oh, it was a personal venture. It's like, so you don't want anybody to read the book, or you do want to read the book? Or like, you had to go on a media tour?
Yeah,
like,
you go Steph Diggs.
It's a personal thing?
I only talk about personal things with people I know personally.
It's like, well, you're posting a lot of things publicly.
You wrote a book.
You want people to read the book, right? You need to promote the book?
It's not a journal.
Yeah.
It's not like your diary. It's a book.
And I think, you know, he started writing that book I think he was hoping to coach. I think he was hoping to coach in the NFL again, and it didn't work out, but he wanted to keep coaching, so he decided to – he got a job offer in college, so he took that. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to write this book because I'm done coaching, and I don't have to ever worry about this coming up. Like, I think he had to have seen this playing out. I think in a perfect world, he's, for him, probably coaching the Falcons right now.
And for Bill to say, you know, he's ignoring the noise, and we've always handled the noise in the past, well, he there have been times where Bill – was the story, and Bill needed the team to tune it out. I mean, I think Spygate is the number one example of that, right? And the team was very, very successful in how they dealt with that.
Yeah.
They've never had to deal with Bill's personal life in this way. Like, that was all football-related, on the field. F them. They're prying on this. They don't know. Like, this is just a lot different. And maybe Bill can handle it. I wouldn't wager on it. I don't think UNC is going to be good. I don't think he's going to be there for the long haul. But we'll see who's right and who's wrong, and we can settle all that in a year or two. But this is different. Like, Bill trying to deal with this type of noise, this is way different type of noise than anything he's had to deal with.
It is. It's also self-inflicted noise. You know, I feel like you're right. There were certain things on the field and whatever, and but that was, I mean, how many years ago? You know, like, that was a long, that was early on in his run here. They sort of dealt with that, and then they kind of moved on. Because then even Deflategate, now you got to talk to the quarterback about that.
Right.
Like, that's sort of a, that's on.
Well, on Spygate, too, it's like, you had Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Like, do they have a Randy Moss at UNC?
I don't think so.
You had Brady.
You have Brady and Moss? No.
I don't think you have guys like that to bail you out in the middle of Spygate. And again, Bill did a good job keeping the team focused in the midst of that. I acknowledge that.
But that was also all football stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It was like football bending of the rules or cheating, whatever you want to call it. That was all
Correct. Football
stuff. This is not, and this is also like, about you. Like, you're not talking about something that came up from a player. We don't even know any of the players on that team, for God's sakes.
Nope.
They're all nameless, faceless to us at this point.
You feel, I know you think Bill is going to have 1 year and then be out, right?
Yeah,
I think that's how you'd wager
probably
on
probably going to be it.
Do you think there's any chance they're good this
I
year?
I think there's a chance they're not bad because their schedule, similar to the Patriots, isn't very strong. So similar to, like, I have the Patriots winning a ton of games. I don't think they're, like, amazing. I think they're better. And they play a lot of bad teams. If you look at the North Carolina schedule, first of all, the ACC is not the SEC. It's not the Big Ten. So just the conference games aren't all that tough.
There's one perennial powerhouse there, and it's Clemson. And even they've been down the last couple of years, but that's it, right? Like, in the ACC?
Right. Their first three games are non-conference. It's TCU, Charlotte, Richmond.
Yeah,
I assume they're going to be favored in all those?
Nick came in. No. They're
TCU?
I think TCU's favored in that game.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you come in, Nick, telling us about that game?
I don't even know. I didn't see the line. I just saw it's a Monday night standalone.
TCU.
It is a Monday night ESPN
TCU
standalone.
TCU is going to destroy them.
You think so?
Yes. What were the other ones? Charlotte?
Yeah, but I thought TCU was down. No?
Yeah, they still won like nine games last year.
They won like nine games last year. I think they lost their bowl.
They're going to kill them. Who is it? Charlotte and who?
Richmond.
Oh, I'm sorry. Charlotte and Richmond. They'll win
two different ones.
They'll win those games.
Spiders.
I hope. If they don't, then Bill may not make it through September.
All right, let me find what the spread
is here
for this first game.
They're going to get – TCU is going to mop the floor with them.
-2.5?
Yeah.
I mean, that's – field goal's not mopping the floor.
No, but I'm saying that I would hammer that line for
TCU. But it's also a home game for them. All right, I'll take the heels.
You got
and
the
then
heel?
They got Central Florida,
home dog heels?
Cal, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford, Wake, Duke, NC State. Like, there's
no
pummeling on there, maybe Clemson.
No, but you're also not a strong team, is what I would say.
Yeah, but they were what, 500 last year? Like, they weren't a disaster either. He's not taking over a 1-10 team.
No, but he's kind of a disaster.
No, he might.
He's been a disaster
on
coaching. He's been a disaster since Brady left.
Yeah,
he had one good year with Mac, and they got pummeled in their playoff game.
Yeah,
so he's been a disaster as a coach, and his personal life is a disaster. So yeah, they're kind of a disaster.
Things are kind of collapsing on him a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
what I would suggest. I would say Mac Brown. At this stage in college, greater coach than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think it's just going to be – he's used to coaching the best players in the world. Like, that. This is such a big difference, right? And, like, so how is he going to be able to deal with that? Plus, is he as locked in as he has been? It doesn't really seem it.
Well, wasn't Mac Brown the one that came out and said that they lowered the educational standards and gave him twice as much money?
Yeah, Mac Brown's already kind of bracing for like a big increase in wins because he's like, well, they're letting idiots in now and they're spending more money. Like, so he's doing that. He's like, all right, easy, Mac. You don't even need to say that yet.
Haven't they not like spent any of the NIL money though? Plus, that's all about to change too. That was a big bulk of Bill's press conference.
Yeah.
That new ruling on whatever the NCAA is doing. Every school has $21 million in NIL money for all their sports.
Yeah.
Which is just going to lead to more. you know, paying kids off the record. The system they had, the NIL system they had, actually was pretty good. This new system is going to be a mess.
But I'm interested in how it goes. I'll be watching the games. Like, I think I was definitely more interested in Tom Brady Tampa Bay games and following that. You know, it's NFL, but I was way more interested in that. But this, his first game's on ESPN, Monday Night Standalone. Yeah. I'm watching the hell out of that.
Going to lose by 3 touchdowns.
That's fine, but you're still watching.
TCU minus 2.5. I'm sorry. North Carolina plus 2.5 buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
I think it might be a buying opportunity.
Sucker's bet. That's what that is.
What was TCU last year?
Lock that in. 9-4?
9-4, I think they were.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Horned Frogs.
Yeah. They were 9-4 thanks to their New Mexico Bowl win.
Okay.
Great.
I'd put Bill in the New Mexico Bowl. I wouldn't pick him. 6-1.
He was in the Fenway Bowl last year, right? North Carolina?
His team was.
Yeah, you're right.
779-7937. You can jump in here. We got to get to Leah Anthony, her appearance earlier today on this radio station. She answered some very important questions.
Yeah.
About her dating life.
She may have said too much.
She said too much.
Yeah.
About the entire Anthony family, which I think we got some interesting stuff. We'll hear that now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was the electric Leah Anthony this morning.
Yeah, good get. That was
on the Greg Hill show.
Leah Anthony.
I said to Courtney, I said MVP. That's quite a get.
How do you think it would have gone if you or I tried to get her on the show?
Who's to say I didn't?
Yeah, well.
Hey, Leah. Hey, can you come on the show? Come in studio. Talk to us.
Yeah.
She's like, what? What do you think?
She's like, I think
we need to call the police.
I'll pick out an outfit if you want.
Yeah, come in.
Come on into our radio
show. We're on YouTube.
It's like, all right. Leave me alone.
That was good.
When did they announce that this morning? I didn't know until.
So I heard him tease it.
I was driving in. I was like, wait a minute. What?
I actually heard Greg say, we have the daughter of Anthony coming up. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
The daughter of Anthony.
All right. Where should we start with Leah Anthony?
Oh.
She's single. She announced where she's going. I'm not going to repeat it.
No, I know. This is what I said. She said too much. This is what I meant.
No. She announced she's going to dinner tonight.
And she said where. And I was like, oh, man.
I'm pretty sure.
A lot of creeps out there.
I'm pretty sure Real Life Tom has already applied for a job at that restaurant just to be working there
right
when she walks in
for the
tonight.
One day. Just to greet her.
He's just going to She's going to walk in.
Do you need like a hostess? Like, no.
You need a busboy?
You need like anything? Like,
yeah, like a waiter like goes to the tables, replaces salt shakers, anything like
We're
that?
We're good. She came a sensation, but what happened too was like it was TMZ and stuff picked it up. So yeah. It wasn't just a few like Red Sox fans being like, oh, this is funny, like locally.
It started, I think, anybody just watching the game.
Yeah.
But then it moved to social media, yeah. And then next thing you know, it's on TMZ, and now she's making appearances on the Greg Hill Show.
Which, you know what's funny is I was just watching that Brett Favre documentary, and like Jen Sturger is like a big part of that documentary.
Uh-huh.
And so she was one of the first that like people found out who she was. She was just a fan at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Attractive fan at the game. And people went like bonkers for it. Like they've never seen a human being before.
A young Adam Jones one.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Keith, you name it. Yeah. She's exactly our age.
Uh-huh.
But my point is, it feels like every time you watch a game, especially like, you know, college football, college basketball, they show the crowd. And there's always a couple people. They're like, oh, you know what I mean? But
I know what
you know
you're
saying.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
Like, it's not like...
Yeah, like Will with Roman Anthony's mother, yes.
Yeah, I know exactly
what you mean, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it goes, like, so far out of proportion where they're, like, on TMZ, people are finding their Instagram and going crazy. Or am I wrong?
Well, and you can't take your eyes off his mom.
So, I'll tell you...
Like, people were going crazy when they saw... the tweets and stuff at the beat, like it's funny, but like you
know, I'll tell you, but some of that
just
is
don't be too creepy.
Okay, but you've been to her Instagram page though. Like some of this is her.
No, it's not. Oh, you're the ask for it guy.
No, I'm just saying. Like, but some of it is if you're there being like, hey, like this is me,
no.
And oversharing on your Instagram,
but you know
with
what
a very
I mean.
Public Instagram.
But don't Brett Favre it is what I'm saying.
No.
There's
no.
A clear line to cross.
But I'm just saying, some people are a little more willing to be look at me on their Instagram.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
all
that,
I'm saying.
No, that's fine.
So when you know I'm not inviting.
No, I'm sure she's happy
not,
that she.
I'm not inviting what she's getting in her DMs.
No, okay.
I'm just saying some people are a little more. Jen Sturger and her pals were look at me at the game.
Yes. But I also think it is funny, and they were sort of talking about this too. It's like Roman Anthony, top prospect in all of baseball, major league debut, nice performance, second major league game.
Yeah.
Hijacked by his sister.
Yeah.
Just completely hijacked by his sister. Everybody's
completely.
Talking about his sister.
To the point where
like hilarious.
They were like, who would you rather talk to, Roman Anthony or Leah Anthony?
Yeah. Like, we got Leah Anthony on the show? He's like, what the hell?
So I'm a little confused by some of what she said this morning. She directly contradicted her brother.
This is, again, a Hunter Dobbins, Lance Dobbins situation, perhaps on our hands.
I'm starting to wonder how prevalent this is, quite frankly.
What are these guys doing down there?
Roman Anthony, we played a clip yesterday of Roman Anthony saying, Anthony is my father. Anthony is my brother. My grandfather's name is also Anthony.
Yeah.
She very clearly said today.
Yep.
I was listening to the parking
lot. It was a great question. I think Greg's first question was, how many Anthony's are there?
She very clearly said two. And she said, my father, my brother. So what's the grandfather's
name? I almost drove off the road. I'm like,
our whole family. You know, we got a lot of Johns, a lot of Anthony's.
A lot of Anthony's.
And then he went on to say, my grandfather is Anthony.
So I was like, I don't know what to believe anymore. It was really confusing. So somebody's lying about the grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Or at least what his name is. Or maybe somebody doesn't know what the name is.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, she was...
Yeah, is it possible she doesn't know his father?
My grandfather's also Anthony,
somebody's lying.
My grandfather's also Anthony. Leah says no.
Or somebody just snitched on... They soft-snitched on themselves.
They don't know the...
They don't know their grandfather's name.
Yeah, I guess, because you probably call him, you know, Grandpa, Papa, whatever it might be. Maybe you don't know his first name. You didn't take a look at his license. You didn't look at his birth certificate.
Good point. As we learn from Hunter Dobbins, you got to fact-check all this stuff.
You got to double-check. No, but she was definitely a sensation this week. It was good that she popped on the show. And, yeah, I'm sure she's going to continue to get weird DMs.
I do think... Oh, no, and she said she's gotten quite a few.
Yeah.
Courtney said... I hadn't heard Courtney's take on this in the past, but she said Boston's got a lot of... And New England in general has a lot of short kings.
Short kings. She said, watch out for the shorts, basically, out there. And it's always like...
Which she... Leah Anthony
what's
was not,
the line?
Leah Anthony wasn't thrilled about that. She's like, I'm okay...
She was disappointed.
I'm okay with the accent.
She likes the Boston accent. She's not wild about.
Well, I said she was okay with short the accent, but she. Yeah. Yeah, but the short king, she was not. She was not into that.
What's the line?
Which Andy Hart somewhere was just
short
was
king. Andy Hart
ricochet.
He was shaking his fist at the radio. What is the line?
It's teeny tiny little balled up hobbit fist at the radio. Yeah.
Five what?
I think it's like between what's 5'10 and 6 feet.
Well, it's taller than
5'10 is a short king.
I think like 5'10 and down.
Okay. Short king.
I'm 5'11", so I'm cruising.
I think I'm
fine.
I think I'm shrinking. I might be down to 5'9".
You 5'9"?
I'm 5'10 on my best day. So I'm a short king?
Yeah. See, I would think Short King's like 5'5".
According
lower.
To Google AI Overview, 5'8 and under.
Who did you bring up yesterday?
5'8 is five, a Short King?
Apparently.
Oh, under. Dude, I said Glenn Danzig.
Right. So, and how
legendary
tall is he?
Rock star, 5'3.
Right. We looked up. I was about to suggest Mick Mars, and I looked it up. He was 5'9.
Apparently, 5'9 is a Short King.
That's not that. No. 5'8 and down. I'm just five, barely. Eight. I'm just barely making the cutoff. Say it again.
It's 5'8, apparently.
That's. Short King. I mean, I guess
I didn't realize, my real point is I didn't realize the region's chock full of Short Kings. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but what's, like, how tall is Lee Anthony?
Don't know.
Because doesn't it also matter how tall you might be? Like, I don't think, you know, what's her name? Cameron Brink wants to be with the Short King. I don't think that would help.
No.
She's
true.
Like 6'4 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, if the girl is like 5'2, is it really a Short King
it's
in your eyes?
It's a tall looking family.
Yeah, true.
So she's probably,
yeah, Roman's tall.
She's probably tall-ish. Yeah, I don't know.
They didn't ask her.
No, they should have.
That's one that didn't make it.
Let me tell you, I had a bunch of questions that didn't get asked in that interview. But no, you make a good point. She wasn't going to take the interview if it wasn't Courtney asking.
Yeah, no, good job. That's good.
We should have tried. It was a real missed opportunity on our end.
Yep.
So there you go. That was Leah Anthony, her appearance earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. You missed any of it? Odyssey app, AUDACY. Yeah. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Meanwhile, we'll go on the clock at high noon. Who needs whom more? Does Steph Diggs need the Patriots more, or do the Patriots need Steph Diggs more? What am I looking at?
The AI overview, Short King, a term referring to a male who is short in height, typically 5'8 or under. So, all right, I clear that, but not by a lot.
Good job, Gemini.
Yeah.
And Gemini, by the way, not a short king at all.
No, you're a gladiator.
He was a mountain of a man.
Real tall.
Is what he was. We'll get to your feedback, and we'll go on the clock coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.